Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why did you have to kick into the end zone and really gain like 15 yards?
I'm not worried about his net putting at that time. I'm worried about winning the game.
But I mean,
you talk about the last punt of the game?
Yeah.
I'm worried about winning a football game. Why are you going to put the ball in play with 12 seconds left of the game? Make no sense. They got a returner back there? We're going to win the game. They got one time I started to 20, win the game. I ain't worried about his net punt at that time.
So we had wondered aloud on Monday when Cabali was here, and I was eating the brat diet in Ireland, whether or not Corliss Waitman kicking it out of the end zone was intentional or not. And Cabali said he thinks he was asked to do that. Now, Waitman's a good punter, and that was such a horrific punt that basically landed, I was two rows back, it basically landed in my arms. It was a bounce away from me. Cabali wondered, oh, did they ask him to do that? And there you have Danny Smith admitting that they asked him to do that. The 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Ray Fittipaldo going to join us in about 10 minutes. I don't really understand why you would punt that ball out of the end zone. There was also not 12 seconds left.
Right. How much?
If there were 12 seconds left and you want to punt it out of the end zone, I would agree with that. There was a minute and 8 seconds left. Corliss Waitman is good at the coffin corner, and you don't have to. It's not like you're booming it from the opposite side of the field, and you could outkick your coverage, or you could accidentally line drive one. Like, you kick that thing as high as you possibly can, like you're in the Ryder Cup, and you're chipping one onto the green, and that's that. I don't understand. First of all, I told you, and you agree, like, go for it there. Like,
yeah.
It's fourth and one. And you've been one of the better teams in the NFL in short yardage rushing success rate, which is unbelievable where they've come. Go for it. But if you don't, make him go 90 yards. Make him go 88 yards. Don't set him up on the 20. And no time ticks off the clock then at that. But less time ticks off the clock at that point. Just silly to me.
Like, I could see the reasoning behind it. It's like, okay, like, whoever their punt returner was, maybe they're more dangerous than Carson Wentz beating us. But I still would go into that situation thinking that Justin Jefferson or Jordan Addison, who got behind me earlier in the game, can probably beat us. Like, that's dangerous. Be different if they didn't have the two wide receivers that they had. Like, that. They were asking for it right there.
Yeah.
With given that much time left on the clock.
Absolutely they were. And I'm making their guy have to make a decision. I'm making their punt returner have to make a decision. Am I gonna let it bounce into the end zone? Am I going to catch it? Am I going to take a big hit here? Because your guys are going to, you should have five guys surrounding the punt returner when you've got 40 yards to run.
Mm-hmm.
You put that sucker in the air for 5 seconds. You have four guys down there. And you tackle him. I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill here, but I think that was a Tomlin decision too, because it's got living in your fears written all over it. Like, we don't want to give them an extra chance to make a play. We don't want to put the ball in a in a playmaker's hands with an opportunity to make a guy miss and go down the field. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
That to me was, I don't think Danny Smith wanted to do that. I think Mike Tomlin wanted to do that. Like, that was, that entire sequence then was just pure, unadulterated cowardice. We're not going to go for it. And then it's a difference of 20 yards in field position. Like, if you got stopped at the 40, like, if they stopped you doing your weird tush push or whatever, or you're at the 40, and that's valuable because they're trying to get in a field goal range, but they wound up, what, a net of 15?
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
Something like that, yep.
It's just, it's a, it may, is it, do you think maybe he's sticking up for Corliss Waitman? I don't think.
I don't know.
It looked like he wanted to nuke that thing, man.
I don't know.
It really did.
It's very odd. That's why, like, when we were talking with Mark, I was like, you really think that they told him to do that? Like, I think he might have missed it. I don't know. I didn't know what the answer was.
He launched that thing.
Yeah.
And that's exactly where we were sitting. So the second it came off his foot, I was giving it to Tomlin. And the two people behind us that were wearing Rodgers jerseys were laughing their asses off. I was like, you big baby, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, whoa, boy, you're really getting after him there, lad, eh? Yeah, I am. And you get the dub. Welcome to the Pittsburgh Steelers experience.
Yep.
Mike, you suck. Thanks for winning the game.
Yes.
You really got away with that one, Coach T. Appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.